Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
You are now tuned in to the 2 Cents and Nonsense podcast. Grab you a drink, get in sync. I am Antoine Wise Slicker. That's my homeboy, Matt.
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2NONCENTS. Yes. Also, follow us on that Instagram at 2Nonsense1. That's the number 2Nonsense and the number 1. Don't forget to get into that Facebook community. Don't forget to get into that Facebook community. I have no idea what I just said. Search 2 Cents Nonsense in your Facebook search bar. Join the group. Post up. We love to have you. What's going on, my man?
Shit.
And we told you guys on our last episode, man, we got a little bit to talk about here. It was brought to my attention that the Washington Redskins, they in some hot water out here. Face some legal stuff that's going on.
For real.
Now, from my understanding, 15 former employees of the organization have been accused of sexual harassment. That's deep.
Yo, that shit is crazy.
That shit is deep. 15 women who previously worked for the organization have alleged sexual harassment and verbal abuse by former scouts and members of the owner, Dan Snyder's inner circle. From what I've read here, a couple of guys have already, you know, departed. They're no longer with the organization. Those, what the fuck am I?
No, I don't know what
accused. Those accused include a radio broadcaster who retired this past Wednesday, the assistant director of pro personnel who was fired this week, the director of pro personnel who was fired, the former COO who left the organization in 2015, and a former president of business operations who left the organization in 2018. Those are 5 of the people who stand accused, as the 15 women have come forward to allege sexual harassment and verbal abuse from those individuals.
Yo, that shit is bad, man. Like, I don't even know what up. Fuck bad. That shit is terrible. Terrible.
Terrible. No allegations have been cited towards Dan Snyder or the former general manager, Bruce Allen, who was fired at the end of the 2019 season due to their poor performance. But both of those guys have declined several interviews. But the owner, Dan Snyder, did issue a statement on Friday. The behavior described in yesterday's Washington Post article has no place in our franchise or our society. These are his words. The story has strengthened my commitment to setting a new culture and standard for our team, a process that began with us hiring our new coach, Ron Rivera, earlier this year. That was his statement to the press. He has declined interviews, but he did give his little statement to the press.
Just bullshit.
You don't think they're trying to get a new... Well, the culture is going to automatically change with the fact that they have a new president, they got a new general manager, they got a new head coach. You know.
Okay, but regardless of the fact, like, this been going on for years. You the owner and you don't know nothing about it? Nothing?
I don't think he don't know nothing about it. I'm not going to say he does know anything about it. But that's your organization. Don't try to act like you don't know nothing about it.
Yeah, that shit is crazy, man.
That's similar to what Mark Cuban, when that shit was going on in Dallas.
Yeah.
And he tried to, you know.
Yes, it is.
Try to get that plausible deniability. Like, nah, bro. This is your organization. Somehow, some way, that shit that had to come up the ladder to you. You know. And with the accusations, I mean, I could give him credit where credit is due.
Who?
The owner. I'll give him credit where credit is due. When he heard the allegations, he fired motherfuckers. Get them out.
He, like said, those, he ain't had no goddamn choice.
Well, of course he ain't have a choice. You know, they already under scrutiny about the name, the Washington Redskins. They're already under scrutiny with that. They're already under review. They say they're going to change the name. To what? We don't know at this point, but...
Nope.
You know, but for that to come out on top of the fact that, you know, your name is supposed to be changed, which I'm thinking they're going to get that changed before the season starts.
They have to, because they can't sell jerseys nowhere. Nowhere.
Nowhere. Yeah. All the major...
And that's the only reason why he's changing the name.
Yeah.
Because everybody stopped selling this shit.
Pretty much. They stopped selling any Redskins apparel. And not only that, anything with a Redskins logo, they stopped selling.
Yeah.
So that's coffee mugs, duffel bags, you know, t-shirts, shorts, jerseys, headbands, wristbands, all of that. They stopped selling all of that. They pulled it all.
What I'm curious about with these companies is, what took y'all so long? You know what I'm saying? Why now all of a sudden you want to you want to stop selling the merchandise? What made y'all change? Because you didn't give a fuck before.
Exactly. Where do you think the outcries came from? Because
truthfully, I think it came with all this Black Lives Matter movement.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any other thing.
So all of this stuff is going on. The racial tension in America is very high. As we are trying to subside things with racism, all the statues coming down, I think it's bad PR. Motherfuckers don't want bad PR at this point in time. So every little thing that was brought up years ago is coming back.
Yeah, it is.
And now people are doing stuff about it because that microscope is there. And when you under the microscope and you being watched, we don't have the time for no bad PR. Especially when the consumer is saying, look, I'm going to take my money elsewhere if y'all don't do something.
It wasn't even the consumer. People still would have bought that Redskin bullshit.
Well, Nike themselves was getting, you know, they were getting notice from consumers that we was going to stop buying your shoes and stop buying your apparel.
Nike, shut the fuck up. Y'all got sweatshops in China. I don't want to hear that bullshit, they, all right? I don't even fuck with Nike.
You know, but when shit affects your bottom line, that's when you start to move.
Yeah, like I said, that's the only reason why he changed the name.
Yeah, because when shit affects your bottom line, that's when you start to move.
Because he said like 5 years ago, I will never change the name.
He did say that. But it's a new tool now.
Yeah, money talks.
When you ain't getting that, what, $30 million in revenue from the jersey sales?
Money talks.
You know, when you're not getting that money from the jersey sales, you know. Yeah, this is your, you know, you brought a football team with your play money.
Personally, I think still, he should sell the team.
You think he should sell the team?
Yeah.
A lot of the shareholders, the minority holders.
Three shareholders that I know of.
Are trying to sell their shares.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that shit.
To move out. I wonder what the stock price of the motherfucking shares is right now. or what they willing to give up. What offer they gonna take for those shares.
Depends on how many shares they got.
Yeah. Who you think will move in and try to buy them some shares?
Another white billionaire.
Another white billionaire that don't give a fuck about none of this stuff that y'all talking about.
NFL ain't gonna have no black owners, so.
You know, also reading further into this, text messages obtained by the Washington Post claim that, what's this guy's name? I want to get his name right because he's a piece of shit. If he did this shit, he's a piece of shit. Richard Mann. So, text messages obtained by the Post say that Richard Mann, who was also fired, shared with female employees his conversations with co-workers about whether she had undergone breast enhancement surgery. He declined to comment. So he was out this motherfucker telling his people that, yo, that chick over there, man, she got the, you know, she got the breast surgery. Which ain't cool, man.
Yo.
Like, be professional.
Some of these just beat the shit out of him. Beat the shit out of all of them. Every last one of them. And then send them to jail. And then let them get worked over some more.
Then, Dennis Green with an E at the end of his name, not to be confused with the black guy named Dennis Green who used to coach.
He passed away.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that people didn't speculate that this was him. That resigned in 2018 after it was reported that he sold access to the Washington Redskins cheerleaders. He sold access to the cheerleaders, including attendance at a 2013 calendar shoot in Costa Rica. So he was out here selling access to the cheerleaders, and he was named in having encouraged members of his sales staff to wear revealing clothing and flirt with sweetheaters to help get that money in.
Yo.
You piece of shit.
Meanwhile, your on-field product is garbage. Like, I don't know how these women let it get to that. I'm not blaming them at all. It's not their fault at all. But like, why nobody came out before?
You know? Former chief operating officer, the COO, Mitch Greshman, was named in the report, stating that he verbally abused an employee over minor workplace issues and also constantly complimented her body over her performance. Greshman's statement to the Post says, I barely remember who she is.
He probably don't. He probably don't.
I thought the Redskins was a great place to work, and I would apologize to anyone who thought that I was verbally abusive. That was his statement to the press.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit. Fuck your statement. Fuck your statement.
You know, seven former employees alleged that, what's this guy's name here? I want to get their names right. Larry Michael, who was the play-by-play announcer and senior vice president. Seven former employees alleged that Michael, who just recently retired, so they should take this fucker's pension if this happened, routinely spoke about the physical appearance of his female colleagues in a sexual and disparaging manner, including a college-age intern in a comment caught on a hot mic in 2018. So he said this shit on air.
You got the comment or no?
I do not have the comment here. They said it was on a hot mic in 2018. They did not have the comment here. But the NFL chimed in. They stated that these matters, as reported, are serious, disturbing, and contrary to the NFL values. Everyone in the NFL has the right to work in an environment free from any and all forms of harassment. Washington has engaged outside counsel, to conduct a thorough investigation of these allegations. The club has pledged that it will give its full cooperation to the investigator. And we expect the club and all its employees to do so. We will meet with attorneys upon the conclusion of their investigation and will take action based on the findings.
Yeah, but the team is the ones who hired the investigators.
And that is correct. The team hired the attorney, Beth Wilkinson from Wilkinson Walsh LLP. She's a DC attorney. I'm just hoping she does right, man. Just hoping she does right. She was hired by the team, but I'm hoping she does right.
Yeah,
it's other women involved here, lady. You have a duty to the women who have come forth. They have named a couple of the women who've come forth, but, you know.
To any lady out there, not even any lady, male, female, it don't matter. Y'all ain't gotta take this shit. Speak up. Speak up right away.
You know. I can't understand, though. I can't understand in certain circumstances. Yo, these people are powerful. My job's on the line. What's going to happen to me if I go and speak on this? Are they going to believe me? And is repercussion going to happen against me? You are protected under law from any retaliation coming to you when you come forth about allegations like this. Although, again, we're speaking on powerful people, a lot of money involved. You know, I can understand that. But like you said, come forward immediately.
For real.
That shit should not be happening to you in the workplace. You should be able to go to work and not be harassed and gawked over and shit like that. It's not right.
Now, also too, like, I wonder if these women, as soon as that stuff happens, you know, tell that person, whoever said whatever, you know, you don't like that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Are they doing that? Because if not,
again, same thing applies. It may be to the fact that this is my boss, or this guy is above me on the totem pole. Do I really want to shake up the place? You know, because this is my job. This is my livelihood.
Hey, yo, times are different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Times are different, but, you know, there's still that fear of retaliation if they say something. And
listen, the worst they can do is fucking fire you.
that is the worst they could do. But for some people, that is that's the ultimate, man. Like, you don't have a job, you can't feed your family, you can't do the things that you need to do. Some people rely on that, and I understand. But don't let that fear keep you from saying something, from speaking up. I understand that that's that fear there, but don't let that fear keep you from speaking up, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. So, hopefully, we get to a speedy resolution on this. You know, I believe we gonna find out some stuff that is even worse than what I just talked about.
Probably.
You know, because every time we go down that rabbit hole of, you know, sexual harassment in the workplace, it's bad. It's never just this surface level stuff we talking about. So I anticipate that we're going to hear a lot of shit come out of that camp and a lot of things that come out of that woman's report when she's done. So, and we'll see what the NFL is going to do about this.
I just think they should make Daniel Snyder sell the fucking team. He's a shitty owner anyway. They've been garbage since he's been there.
He is.
You know. Yeah. And now all this shit happens. Like, just get him out of there.
Just get him out of there. He's not competently running an organization.
No. Because this shit been happening for years.
Yeah.
You know, under your watch. This is your team, your franchise. You hire these people.
Exactly. So, they need to get that straight out there. And if,
like, I know they specifically said he's not in on any of this.
Right.
But, like I said,
it happened under your watch.
Yeah. You're incompetent.
Yep. So, moving on to other news here. In a historic move. Historic. A North Carolina city, Asheville, North Carolina to be exact, in an extraordinary move, the Asheville City Council has apologized for the North Carolina city's historic role in slavery, discrimination, and a denial of basic liberties of its black residents, and voted to provide reparations for them and their descendants. In a 7-0 vote on July 14th, they came to that determination that they are going to provide reparations for their city's citizens, black residents. So,
great.
Oh, man. That's a story. That is a step. That's a small step, but that's a step that a city would decide, yo, we didn't do right by you guys. Y'all been asking for reparations. We gonna give you reparations. They didn't say how much it's gonna be.
Not a lot.
It might not be a lot. It might not be a lot. You know? Also, they said that the resolution does not mandate that they have to do direct payment.
Okay, so what's that mean?
That they can make investments in certain areas that black residents see fit.
So the residents get to choose?
They do.
All right. That's all right.
So it's not direct payments, but they can invest in homes. They're trying to increase the home ownership of minorities. What else is it says here? Business ownership and career opportunities. Growth in the equity and generational wealth to try to bridge the gap with healthcare, education, employment, pay, and neighborhood safety and fairness throughout the black throughout our black residents. So it looks like they're going to try to put the money into them getting homes, starting black businesses, okay, or educating the black residents.
Good.
So the money seems like it's going to go to a good place. The black residents get to vote on what they want done with it. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
You know, if other cities did that across the United States, you know, possibly be in a better position out here.
That ain't happening. That ain't happening.
Hey, 2020, July 14th, 2020. That's going down in history that Asheville did that shit. Like, even for them to even bring that to the table and vote for it, that's historic.
Yeah.
So we give those people you get a hand clap. You get a small hand clap.
You get a small hand clap for doing right.
You know what I'm saying? You get a small hand clap for doing right. Now, of course, we're not even going to talk about that one yet.
Okay.
Another story in the news has been Tory Lanez, Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion has supposedly gotten shot.
I heard about that.
But no one can confirm nor deny whether or not she got shot. From reports, they were out in the Hollywood Hills. Her, Tory Lanez. Tory Lanez is a Canadian singer / rapper. There was reports out there, rumors that Kylie Jenner was out there with them.
She was. They took pictures together.
They took pictures together?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So she was there, but she wasn't there when the shots was fired. That's what when the shots was fired. Because she a billionaire. Ain't nobody see her when the shots were fired.
She's actually not a billionaire.
She's not a billionaire anymore?
No.
What happened? She lost some money?
No. They faked something about that.
Oh, they faked something? Oh. Yeah, oh, she out here faking dollars?
I heard about this a couple months ago. She ain't no fucking billionaire.
Oh, she faking dollars? Stop faking dollars, bitch. You got enough money where you ain't got to fake dollars, man. Come on, dog. Like, stop it. Let me stop saying fake dollars for they Nick Cannon my ass.
They can't Nick Cannon us. We ain't signing nobody.
We ain't signing nobody.
Word.
They be like, yo, we ain't putting their shit on iTunes no more.
Actually, we pay to be on iTunes, so fuck it. Word. You gonna cancel our subscription?
You gonna cancel our subscription? Like, nope. Can't put these motherfuckers on there. Speaking of that, man, Nick Cannon over the past week, man, he was fired from Viacom CBS. For those who don't know, Viacom owns MTV, VH1, BET, Nickelodeon, Teen Nick, Comedy Central. Those are a few of the stations that they own. They fired Nick, and they have possession of the show Wildin' Out. So he was fired for Wildin' Out. He since issued an apology for his anti-Semitic comments that he did on a episode of his Canon's Class podcast where he was
in. Do you have the comments?
Do I have his comments?
Mm-hmm. The ones that he said that made him get fired?
The ones that he said that made him get fired? Yeah, I can bring that up.
Yeah, for the people.
Yeah. You know, but it was an interview with Professor Griff from Public Enemy. Professor Griff actually was removed from Public Enemy due to his stance on, and these are his words, on black people being a systemic race as opposed to Jewish people. So here is what Nick Cannon said during the interview.
So let's go to what it really is then. When we talk about the power of melanated people, when we talk mm-hmm. about who we really are as guys and understanding right. that our melanin is so powerful and it connects us in a way that the reason why they fear black, the reason why they fear is because they the lack that they have of it. So then when you see what, you know, Dr. Francis C. Wesley talked about is that fear and that
just genetic annihilation
that deficiency of mm-hmm. when you have a person that has the lack of pigment, the right. lack of melanin,
right.
that they know that they will be annihilated. So therefore, however they got the power, they have the lack of compassion. Mm-hmm. That melanin comes with compassion. Melanin comes with soul that mm-hmm. we call it soul. We soul brothers and sisters. That's the melanin that connects us. Right. So the people that don't have it are a little, and I'm gonna say this carefully, are a little less, and where the term actually comes from, because I'm bringing it all the way back around okay. to Minister Farrakhan, to where they may not have the compassion or the when they were sent to the mountains of Caucasus, when they didn't have the power of the sun, that the sun then started to deteriorate mm-hmm. them. So then they're acting out of fear. They're acting out of low self-esteem. They're acting out of a deficiency. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the only way that they can act is evil. The only way they have to rob, steal, rape, kill, and
fight or flight, okay.
In order to survive.
Exactly.
So then these people who didn't have what we had, and when I say we, I speak of the mm-hmm. melanated people.
Right.
They had to be savages. They had to be barbaric. They had, because they're in these Nordic mountains. They're in these rough, torrential environments. Mm. So they're acting as animals.
Right.
So they're the ones that are actually closer to animals. They're the ones that are actually the true savages. And then they built up such this
thing called warrior, white people animals?
Such this...
Correct.
This conquering... Mm-hmm. Barbaric mentality that they're coming out of Europe, they then said, in order for us to survive, we have to take what's not ours. And then they went into the land that actually where we are originated, mm-hmm. and instead of trying to make friends, they said, we want what you got. Because there's this mentality of the, whether it's the Caesars or even that we have to conquer.
Right, right, right.
So I say all that to say the context, and when we speak of whether it's Jewish people, white people, Europeans, the Illuminati, mm-hmm. they were doing that as survival tactics
right.
to stay on this planet.
Right, because
we never had to do that.
Right, right, because they've learned when they circumnavigated the globe and they ran into these islands and these places, and we were already there to greet them.
Right, with open arms.
With open arms, teaching them, but then...
But when they were deficient.
They were deficient, so they wanted to get what they thought we had, and we did have it. So the rape took place of the woman.
Mm.
The theft took place of the natural resources.
And then that's when their disease.
Exactly.
That's where their mentality, because I'm trying to get to that place of how they were able to get control over the gods. How
right,
they
were right,
able
right.
to get control okay, over
so
their original.
Okay, so once they learned that, though, and now they raped and impregnated, left and came back, and they saw the child lighter,
mm.
they said, wow, that's when they learned genetics. Genetic annihilation.
Mm.
So now you have to set up a system
okay.
of white supremacy to control that.
Right.
So now we have 13 families here, Illuminati that's manipulating and controlling, subgroups. Now we got to set up organizations.
Coming out of Europe.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And for that same system, now you're talking about survival, what you just laid out. Now it's fight or flight. Now we have to set up these systems in order to survive.
Right.
But listen, not just survive to get some damn some hamburger buns and some cheese.
Yeah.
I'm talking about on a genetic level.
On the genetic, because they will, and that's even from the white nationalists to the white supremacy mentalities to Donald Trump himself wanting to build walls.
Right.
They're trying to keep their, what they consider purity.
What exactly, they, on a subconscious
level. They're
trying to stay alive.
Because
sometimes they don't know why they're acting out.
It's just been proven, was National Geographic just put it out by, 2050,
uh-huh.
every person will be a person of color.
In a minute.
They saying that's as soon
okay.
as 2050.
So those were some of the comments. That was about 4.5 minutes out of a 1-hour-and-30-minute conversation between himself and Professor Griff.
I see why that nigga got fired. Like, word up. I'm sitting there like, damn.
Now, he did also state in there. Now, the words that he was saying was came from a book that he had read from Frances C. Wellington, I believe her name was. She wrote a book, and he was basically regurgitating the shit that was in the book. That's what he was saying. All the stuff that he was saying was from what was in her book. Her book has been classified as pseudoscience. There's no proof behind any of the shit that she's saying, but some people believe it.
Well, obviously he believe it.
Now, also some of the things that he was saying did also tie into Professor Griff's book that he wrote, called The Devastated Warrior, I think it is. So the conversation that they were having was him saying some of the stuff within that woman's book and tying in the stuff from Professor Griff's book. And you heard Professor Griff chime in with things that he thought about white supremacy, Illuminati, and systems of control, secret organizations of control, trying to keep themselves pure.
Do you believe in the Illuminati?
Do I believe in the Illuminati?
Yeah.
Yes and no. Like, the people that they say are in the Illuminati, I don't believe those people are in the Illuminati. But I do believe that there is a group of people, powerful people, that do make decisions on behalf of everyone else.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe that. Do I know who it is exactly? No. Do I think they control every single thing in the world? No. I believe there are groups within every state, country, you know, continent. There are groups that make those decisions.
Okay.
It could be just governing bodies, but I believe that those entities are not in the forefront. Like, they're not out here being like, oh, look at this. We're doing this. This is us. We did that. Because we see the power of a community that comes together. Mm-hmm. We see that. This motherfucker Nick Cannon was fired within 15 minutes of this fucking episode dropping. Like, that, this shit was, soon as it dropped, he was dropped. That was it.
Yeah, well, when you call white people animals, of course they gonna drop you.
Well, he called them animals. He called them savages. He said that they lie, cheat, rape, kill. Now, to be honest, this is the same shit they've been saying about black people for years. This is the same shit. But you see how the roles is reversed? Matter of fact, he really didn't get fired for those comments. He got fired for stating, both of them on there, him and Professor Griff, stated that the systemic people are not Jewish people. It is black people. The true systemic people to them is black people. That's why he got fired. Because the Jewish community wasn't having that shit. It was not having that shit. So, it is what it is, man. You know, he apologized, so he got to keep his job with Fox. So he gets to still host The Masked Singer.
Yeah, they're getting rid of you too. Don't worry, it's Fox. Fox, they don't like black people either. So,
you know, they sticking with him for right now. You know what I'm saying?
For right now, so they can find his replacement in Ryan Seacrest.
You know?
So,
You know, Dwayne Wade backtracked his comments. He said that he stood with him, but then he was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good.
Because he said, so Nick Cannon says, like, that little 4.5 minute clip, I'm just sitting there like, damn, nigga, I can't fuck with you. Like, You said a whole bunch of shit. I mean, like, yo.
Now, again.
I didn't hear the whole hour long.
Again, that was just 4.5 minutes.
I know.
They spoke for 1 hour and 30 minutes. Hmm. And trust me, there were parts in that thing that were worse than that. But again, the only reason why I personally state that people have gone too far with this is because if you listen to the entire 1.5 hour interview, it is just Nick Cannon regurgitating talking points from each of the books that they were talking about.
Yeah, but you want to know what? If he's regurgitating, whatever the word
regurgitating,
is.
Regurgitating, yeah.
He believes that shit.
You have to understand that the person that he was talking to believes that shit. So when you're interviewing a person, and I think the thing that Nick Cannon did where he messed up was he was saying this stuff, and if you watch the entire interview, you could tell that he's just bridging the gap between what the guy had already said and how he's understanding it. So you're saying this. If he would have just said something like that, if he would have been like, so what you mean is, yada, 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 and then he said all that stuff, he could have absolved himself of this shit. But because he never said that, he never actually was like, so what you mean is, yada, 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 he just kept talking and kept saying this shit. So now it looks like those are actually his words instead of him trying to come from a standpoint, I'm the student here, you, sir, are teaching me something, so let me, is this what you mean when you say that? If he would have did that, he probably would have been all right.
But I also didn't hear him disagree about anything either.
He did not.
You know what
he
I'm
did
saying?
Not.
So
he did not. He might agree with it. But if he would have just cleaned it up a little bit and be like, you know, so you're saying, so that I understand what you're saying. If he would have did that, he probably would have been absolved of the shit. But also through the interview, you could tell he knew at some point.
That he fucked up.
He knew that he fucked up at some point. It was at one point in the conversation where he was like, I'm doing what I can to help my brothers and sisters out. And I've been allowed this platform to do so. Cause at first he said, I have this platform to do so. Then near the end, he changed it to, I've been allowed this platform to do so. So then you knew, like, oh, this nigga got the boss. The boss gonna come down on him for this shit. He might come down on him.
Yeah, but you wanna know what? That's any company you work for. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the main reasons why Jemele Hill left ESPN, because she couldn't speak the way she wanted to.
Right.
You know? You work for somebody. I'm not saying you gotta preach what they believe, but there's certain shit you just can't say.
Right. And he tweeted out and put on social media that he was stepping away from his morning radio show. I got a feeling that they told him, nah, bro, you ain't coming on the air with this shit that you talking about. We not putting you on the national airwaves with this shit you talking about.
I'm gonna say this. Like, if he believes that shit, then and he's not really sorry for it, then, you know, good for him. You know, that's on him. Me, I don't agree with the fuck he said, and that's just that little clip. You know what I'm saying? That's just that little clip. I don't agree with that shit.
You don't believe that the white people were savages?
Yeah.
And they was animals, and they took everything from those early people?
Yo, anybody could be an animal or a savage. Not just white people. Not just black people. You know what I'm saying? To me, that's just called crime.
It's called crime.
You know what I'm saying? And everybody, not everybody, but, you know, people, that shit happens.
Yeah.
You know, you can't be singling out a race.
Can't be singling out a race. So he's been called racist. He's been called, this is the first time I've heard this shit. He's been called a black supremacist. I've never heard this shit in my entire life. The closest we got to it was a black white supremacist from Dave Chappelle. when he was talking about the bland guy. Yeah,
the very first episode.
Yeah. That's the closest we got. But I've never heard somebody be called a black supremacist. So, you know, they try to nip this in the bud. You know, will Nick Cannon bounce back? I mean, as long as he's got that podcast platform, he can still say what he wants to say. Until as
we got a podcast. He could have a podcast if he fucking want.
Well, that was what he was on. He was on his podcast. They were speaking on his podcast. It's called Cannon's Class.
Okay.
You know, he could continue to have that platform, but his radio show, again, he's not doing at this moment in time. Wilding Out has been taken from him. Yo, and the only way you're going to see him on television.
I'm going to tell you straight up and down. That man rich, I don't feel sorry for that. You know what I'm saying? He ain't hurting like the rest of us who lose a job. So, whatever, dude. Whatever.
You'll bounce back. You'll be all right. You'll get him next time, slugger. For real. Yeah, rich people, it's kind of hard to feel sorry for them. But my thing was the people on the Wild 'N Out show that do the costumes, the catering, the writing, the... You know, the lighting, the cameras, those people lost out a job because this motherfucker who's responsible for all of us was irresponsible and spewing this rhetoric.
If they sign contracts, I believe they should be honored.
Viacom should honor the contract.
Hell fucking yeah. Pay them out if you got to and let them go find work somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's not their fault. They did nothing wrong.
Correct.
You know? The only thing that bothers me about Nick at this moment is like he put a lot of black people on. You know what I'm saying? He gave a lot of brothers jobs, discovered people that internet people, and put them on TV, let them express their creativity.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You no longer have that platform. You may never have that platform again.
Yeah.
You know, you got to think about stuff like that.
You know, I knew it was going bad. I knew it was going bad. Them niggas brought up Rothschilds, the Rothschilds, the Illuminati, the Freemasons. I just hope we don't get fucked over for just saying their names. Like,
don't nobody listen to us.
Like, they just bringing up shit. I'm like, yo, did they mention the Jews? And the Jews running banking systems and having all the money. I was like, yo, y'all niggas talking too much. Shut up.
I'm... What's the name of his show?
Cannon's Class. You cannot find it on his YouTube page. It's been taken down. You'd have to just look up Nick Cannon, Professor Griff, and somebody somewhere on YouTube has it. But it has been removed. And it is... If they put in the correct keywords, it would be removed. I pretty much now can only find, like, clips, I think. The entire one, you might can find it. There is one up there. It was posted by somebody that goes by the handle of the Black Narrative. They the only people that have it up here.
Okay.
So you can check that out if you want, and you know.
I'm on Spotify and I can't even find that shit.
Yeah, you ain't gonna find the actual podcast. You're gonna have to go on YouTube and somebody posted up a video or something. You're not going to find the podcast has been removed from all streaming platforms. So wherever you get podcasts, you can't get that particular podcast. It has been removed.
Nah, see, the podcast itself is on here, not that episode.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That episode has been removed from all streaming services. Anywhere you can get a podcast, that episode won't be there.
Damn, Nick, you fucked up that bad?
Like, they moved swift.
Like, they took down your podcast?
They moved swift. It's like, nah, you ain't having this shit up here. We ain't gonna have you talking about this shit. So, moving on, man. Some fun shit here.
Okay.
I knew bitches was slow when they needed a pimp to sell their pussy.
What are you talking about?
I just decided just to say some shit out of the blue. I knew bitches was slow when they needed a pimp to sell their own pussy. You got one? You got anything? Just some random shit to say?
No. I'm still like, what the fuck?
You got no random shit to say? Like, nothing?
Nah.
Okay.
You just took all the random.
Okay. Here's a good question for you. On a first date, should a woman take a shit at her date's house?
No.
What if she got the BGs from the motherfucker, the bubble guts, the BGs from the meal that y'all ate?
Not on the first date.
So she gotta hold that shit in.
She gotta go. You can hear the stomach rumbling. Like, nah, bitch. Like, nah.
You putting her out, dog? Like, yo, it's time for you to go.
On the first date, yeah.
You might gotta go handle that.
Yeah. Don't come back. Not on the first date.
Not on the first date.
That's just the ultimate turnoff. Like, ugh. I know shit happens, but I don't want that shit happening.
You don't want that shit happening at your crib. So what if she went in that joint? She got the air freshener. It's still fresh up in there. You can't even smell it. You still know? No taking a shit.
Nah. First off, I ain't having a first date at my goddamn crib anyway. You ain't coming to my crib. I don't know you.
I don't know you.
Fuck out of here. Might fall asleep and she want to steal my shit. Get the fuck up out of here.
Get the fuck up out of here. These are just random ass questions. If the police caught you fucking, what's the first thing you saying?
Let me finish.
Let me finish. Let me get that off.
Yeah, man.
Like, come on, man. Hold on, bro. Give me 2 minutes, man. I'm trying to finish this off. That's crazy. Just be like, yeah. It's new love, officer. New love.
I mean, you gotta be polite about it nowadays, you know.
Yeah, you wanna join in?
He said that, not me. I ain't say that.
You just wanna clarify that you ain't say that?
I'm clarifying I ain't say that.
They heard me say it. I'm just fucking around. That's what I tell the officer. I'm just fucking around. Wow. Okay. Next one. During sex, who's supposed to give head first? The man or the woman?
Whoever feels like it.
Whoever feels like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just whoever.
I mean... Man. In all honesty, she should, just to make sure she actually gonna do it. Cause women be out there, they be stingy with the shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even gonna lie, they be stingy with the shit. You do it at me like, I don't do that.
You get your, they get their joint off and they be like, oh, my stomach hurt. Y'all, literally, so that was somebody's response. They'd be like, I let him go first, and then I say my stomach hurt.
Fuck all that.
Yeah, she wilding. She wilding. Does love at first sight actually exist?
I can't say. It depends on the person.
And if it doesn't, did you walk past that bitch twice?
It's not love at first sight. Oh, I'm gonna tell you what it is. When you walk past that person, you're like, damn, I want to fuck that person. That's not love.
That is not love. That is the absolute truth right there, man. That's true. That's true.
Truthfully, that's the main thing you when you see a person, what makes you even want to talk to a person. Like, I want to fuck that person.
Yeah.
The relationship comes later.
Exactly. If your significant other was a box of cereal, what would they be?
I don't eat cereal, so I can't answer that question.
You don't eat no cereal?
Nah, man. I don't drink milk. You know that.
You eat ice cream?
No, not really.
Damn. What do you eat?
Chicken.
Chicken? Chicken. Chicken. If my significant other was a box of cereal, she'd be Cinnamon Toast Crunch, because that's my favorite.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
That's
the best I got for you. This is questions.
I've had it as a kid. Too goddamn sweet for me now.
These questions is crazy. Oh, man. Hey, you're funny, man. You are funny.
I ain't the one out here saying my girl tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Wait.
I know you didn't say taste like. I know you didn't say taste like. All right.
Yeah. Hey, you try to get a nigga in trouble.
To me, that's not even getting you in trouble. Cinnamon is sweet and sugar is sweet. You know what I'm saying? Sugary and tasty. Delicious.
My goodness. Yo, if I got arrested today, what would you say I did?
He ain't do it.
Well, what would you think I got arrested for? Put it like that. If I got arrested today, what would you think I've got arrested for?
Not putting your signal on. Word.
Yo, if you can get arrested for that, I probably would be in the jail for that shit. Yo, I ain't gonna even lie. I probably would be under the jail for that joint. Yeah, not putting your signal on. If you got arrested, what would it have been for?
Me?
Yeah. assaulting a motherfucker who came around you without a mask on.
Fair enough.
You know, you be up there trying, put your goddamn mask on.
Nah, you should have said knocking on my front door.
Knocking on your front door. Yeah, that one too.
Oh, knock on my goddamn door.
That man. One too.
Especially Verizon.
Yo, beating Verizon's ass. Like, yo, he actually did that shit. He fucked Verizon up.
Yeah, they wouldn't like that.
And one more question for you. Is arm hair sexy on a woman?
Hell motherfucking no. No, no, no. Not arm hair, not pussy hair, not leg hair.
No hair on your body.
Nah, you gotta have long hair on your head. I don't like that short shit. That's just me.
Yeah. Okay.
But the rest of the body, hair free. Fuck that.
Hair free. All right, man.
Keep your mustache to yourself.
Keep your mustache to yourself. But what if she waxed?
Wax that bitch every day. I don't want to see no 5 o'clock shadow. Fuck up out of here. See, I can only grow a mustache. I can't in a little chin hair. I can't grow all that shit on the side.
Me either, dog. I'm trying. I've been working at it, but it just won't come. Shit. Ruin sex in 4 words.
Yeah, my brother Aaron, he got a goatee. I used to be looking at him like, what's that shit around your mouth?
Word.
Because he ain't never had one before.
He grew it out for him. Yeah, if you could ruin sex in four words, what would those four words be?
Ruin it?
Yeah, ruin it.
I don't even know. Four words? Damn. Yeah.
Your friend was better.
Wow. I have no... I ain't got nothing for that.
Hold up, hold up, hold up. Read these. I'll read these. Hold up, hold up, hold up. Is it in yet? God damn. Yo, that hurt a nigga pride. Especially if he giving you that good stroke game. He think it's that good stroke game. And you be like, is it in yet?
Well, my advice to that nigga is just keep pumping. You get your nut off, say you got yours, and it's up to you to forget yours. So
this girl said, can you call somebody else?
Wow.
Oh, that's nasty. I got AIDS, so
that's nasty.
That's nasty.
That's murder.
That's nasty, bro.
That's murder.
Yeah, it is. It stinks in here. I have to throw up.
She could be drunk.
Could be drunk.
My herpes is flaring. Yo, that's nasty, yo. That's nasty, yo. Oh, my God. Somebody was like, catch me outside. I think I'm pregnant.
You can't say that during sex.
Somebody say a whisper in her ear. Is your sister 18 yet?
What the fuck?
Is your sister 18 yet? Oh my goodness. This white girl said, where your dick at?
It's underneath this roll, bitch. It's little. Lift up this roll.
Why it's so little? Yo, this one girl said, I'm really a man. Yo. That'll ruin it right there.
I hope she says it before.
That'll ruin it right there.
I hope she says it before.
Are you finished yet?
Be like, when she said that, be like, nope.
Did you hear the kids?
Is the door locked? Like, fuck that. Shit.
Oh, man.
I don't give a damn about the kids as long as that door is locked.
Oh, my goodness. Man. These people. Those are funny things, man. Oh, man. So what else been going on in the world with you, man? Like, anything interesting been going on?
I'm ready to take vacation.
Ready to take a vacation?
Yeah, man. Tired of working.
Yeah, man. I just recently finished up at the overnight job, so I no longer work with you. But, you know, we still cool. The look that he just gave me. Nigga, fuck you. Like, he just gave me that look like, man, fuck you, dude. I ain't trying that shit.
Yeah, man, I can't leave early on Tuesdays and Wednesdays no more. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I decided that it was time to hang up the gloves, you know, spend more time at home with the family, you know, and do that.
Yo, it's only two extra nights a week, man. You could have cut it down to one like you had before the pandemic. You could have just did Wednesdays.
Yeah, one day. Yeah. You know, I feel like it's the next step in the evolution.
Yeah, I ain't even mad at you. If I can get up out of there, I'd fucking leave too.
Yeah. Shit. The next step in the evolution, man. I'm going to start, you know, using that time to look at more things on television, probably gonna work out a little bit.
Why? Yo. Nigga, you ain't working out.
Yo, why are you laughing at me? Yo, I'm serious.
And I'm serious too. You ain't working out. Get the fuck out of here.
Damn. Y'all hear how he doing me out here?
Yo, he ain't working out. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
You could probably
that shit was mad funny.
That was funny, man.
That shit
work out, man, you know.
As much as you love to eat, you know, as much as she love to cook for you, get the fuck out of here. You ain't working out.
Nah, man, I probably get to work out all bad, do some things, you know, take a run here and there.
You ain't running nowhere.
Yo, well,
come on. Come on.
I'm being serious, bro.
Come on.
I'm being serious, man. I might go take a run some nights and shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're not.
Get myself together.
No, you're not.
Why you saying no, I'm not, man?
You ain't running nowhere. Come on.
You know, first I'm going to start off walking. I got to walk first. You know what I'm saying? Got to build my way up to running. You know what I'm saying? Get a jog in. Do a light jog. She's like, no.
I don't believe none of that. I don't believe none of that.
You know, hit some crunches, maybe do some stretches. You know, what
he
I'm saying?
He can maybe do some crunches and some stretches, but running, nah. I don't even see power walking in the fucking.
You don't see power walking in my future,
nah.
Yeah. Yo, that's messed up, dog. How you gonna do me like that?
Because that means you gotta leave the crib after you come home from work. And yeah. I don't see that.
You don't see me doing
you
that.
You work some shitty ass hours. I don't like your hours.
You don't like my hours,
nah, man.
I work 10 to 7.
Yeah, that means at 7 for o'clock. Now. At 7 o'clock, you're going to go out walking?
Maybe.
No, you're not. You're going to see your son. You ain't going to want to leave the crib. I don't want to hear that bullshit. Word up.
Yeah, man, I might, you know, start doing that, man, you know. But for now, I'm working 10 to 7, you know. It might change. You never know what'll happen. You know, I'm in a good place right now. I'm in a good place. You know, but also, again, want to catch up on some things that I've been missing. You know, you got all the time in the world. I'm trying to have some time. You had all the time in the world. I'm trying to have some time to go look at stuff, you know.
Okay. See, you ain't talking about looking at stuff. You talking about working out, which we know you ain't doing. Make up your mind. You want to watch stuff or you want to work out?
I want to do both.
You ain't no time for both.
You can't do both.
Ain't no time for both.
It only takes 30 minutes to work out, man. 30 minutes a day to work out.
Not if you walking. or running.
I can't walk for 30 minutes and come back to the house, dog.
That's longer than 30 minutes, then.
15 minutes going and 15 minutes coming back.
That's a waste of time. That's not even worth the time of walking.
Yo.
You walk more than that when you worked with me. Get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah, just shooting down the trees.
I'm just saying.
He just poking holes all in my shit. Just, nope.
Now, if you said you would have did some push-ups and sit-ups, I would be like, okay, you can do that. You talk about going out running and shit. Like, nah, dude, you ain't running nowhere.
You don't think I'm going to run, dog?
Nah, you got a car. Why would you run?
Yeah, you're funny.
I'm just saying.
That's the logic behind it. You got a car. Why would you run? Yo, you're funny as hell, man. Oh, man. You got anything else for the people, bro?
Wear your mask. Be safe out there.
Yeah, man. Wear your mask. Be safe out there. As always, man, we appreciate you guys listening. If you're listening on iTunes, leave a review. If you're listening on Spotify, what that shit? What they do on Spotify? They can't leave reviews on Spotify?
I can't.
Put us on your fucking playlist or something. You can put us on a playlist, right? Put us on a playlist. Put us on a playlist. I don't know what they do on Spotify. I don't got that shit. I just know we own it. We own it.
We're on mad platforms.
We own all the platforms. You check us out. And tell your friends about us.
We're everywhere except SoundCloud. Pretty much.
Yeah, SoundCloud cost an extra amount for us to put unlimited episode on there.
We ain't paying for that.
Yeah. You know. You guys, if you own SoundCloud, SoundCloud is just for music anyways. Mostly music. You can listen to your music on that shit. You know, get your SoundCloud rappers. What are we doing next week?
What's next week?
I don't know. What are we doing next week? Are we doing one of the battles?
I don't know. We'll talk about it.
Okay. Well, we'll see what we're going to do next week for you guys, man. We got a lot of stuff in the clip. Course versus battles that we came up with, of artists that we came up to put against each other. We got the return of the Juice Bar, the Rate the Bars. That's going to be coming in the next couple weeks as well.
I'm actually looking forward to that. It's been a while.
Yeah, that's going to be coming in the next couple weeks as well. You know, fantasy draft season is coming up pretty soon.
I'm looking forward to that, so too.
We're going to do our fantasy draft live on the show as
the
well.
The champ has to defend his title.
In the next couple of weeks. I'm not going to acknowledge that shit.
I don't know why. I don't know why you ain't going to acknowledge it. I'm the champ.
That shit. I'm not acknowledging that shit.
I should buy myself a championship belt. They do sell them for fantasy leagues.
This motherfucker.
I'm just saying. They do sell them for fantasy.
You know, whatever. But as always, we appreciate you guys. If you have any content that you want to hear on our show, I believe we did get a request for a relationship episode again. So,
okay, well, we better get some relationship questions.
We'll see what we can do with that one. You know, like, share, subscribe, all that good shit. It really helps. It does. It really helps.
Yeah, it do.
That's been my homeboy, Matt.
Yep.
I've been Antoine Y. Slicker. This has been the 2 Cents and 9 Cents podcast, and we out.
We out.